Trail pictures of cougars in the track started coming in a year ago. So far this year, they've come from Clark, Eau Claire, Bayfield, and Price counties. Adrian Widevin is a cougar biologist with the Department of Natural Resources.
Hopefully, we'll be able to find out whether or not it is the same animal that was in Dunn and St. Croix County earlier. But it is possible all these movements, all these reports, are of just one animal traveling through northwest Wisconsin.
While there have been at least 9 sightings, attempts so far by the DNR to capture and tag a cougar have failed. Cougars once roamed throughout Wisconsin, but the DNR says that changed when their habitat and food supply was disrupted by development, and bounty hunters wiped them out by 1910. John Olson is a fur bearer specialist with the Bureau of Wildlife Management.
It's like a whole new millennium is starting here. Here we have a large predator that is starting to wander and venture back into some of its native habitat. And now we as society have to answer the question, are they going to be accepted or are they not? Because it has a history of attacking humans occasionally.
Olson says a cougar in Wisconsin likely came from a bigger population facing competition in South Dakota. That's where wildlife managers are getting trained on how to manage the wildcat and gather information for the public in case a breeding pair takes a liking to Wisconsin's North Woods to raise cubs. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.